This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Okay, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Chris Nelson.
I, Chris Nelson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And faithfully perform.
And faithfully perform.
The duties of office.
The duties of office.
Of Public Utilities Commissioner.
Of Public Utilities Commissioner.
Congratulations, Mr.
Thank
Commissioner.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Now, the legal part, you got to sign it. It's legal.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, now we go to work.
Okay, Commissioner Hansen, have you joined us?
Yes, and congratulations.
Excellent. Thank you. We'll call the Public Utilities Commission meeting to order January 3rd. This is Chairman Nelson. I have with me Commissioner Feagin, and Commissioner Hansen is on the telephone line. Do we have a motion regarding the minutes of the meetings on December 20th?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of the gross receipts tax hearing and the commission meeting from December 20th, 2016.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Consumer reports. Deb Gregg.
Chairman Nelson. The commission received a total of 100 contacts since the last report was prepared for the December 20th, 2016 commission meeting. 12 of the contacts involved telecommunication service. 20 of the contacts involved electric service. 47 of the contacts related to natural gas service. 8 contacts related to wireless service. 1 contact was related to TransCanada, the Keystone XL pipeline, 4 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, and 8 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. I still have 2 open complaints in 2014, and 1,581 of the 1,598 complaints received in 2016 have been resolved. And just a note, of the 47 natural gas contacts, 35 related to the farm tap docket, NG16014.
Very understandable. Questions from the commission? Seeing none, thank you, Deb. We will go into a very short agenda today. First is natural gas, NG16-015, in the matter of the filing by Northwestern Corporation doing business as Northwestern Energy for approval of a contract with deviations with Prairie Ethanol LLC and removal of South Dakota wheat growers contract with deviations. And we will go to Mr. Decker.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. This is Jeff Decker with Northwestern Energy. We are requesting approval of a contract with deviation to serve the Prairie Ethanol plant near Loomis. Their contract with deviation rate that included the recovery of the pipeline construction costs has expired. Since this is a direct connect pipeline and the asset costs have been fully recovered, Northwestern requests a deviated rate for this customer. The proposed rate includes the recovery of expenses as well as an allocation of general and common plant. Also included in the rate is a management fee return based on the FERC method described in the filing and in staff's memo. The requested rate provides a fair return for the rate for the customer, a return for Northwestern, and additional recovery of admin and general costs and common and general plant costs that benefits the retail customer base. This includes my comments, and I'm available for questions.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you. This is Brittany Malhoff for staff. I'll simply rely on our memo that we filed on the 23rd and recommend approval of the contract with deviations and the tariff sheet on less than 30 days' notice effective today. Thank you.
Thank you, and I think maybe particularly notable in this docket is we don't have any interveners, so with that, we will go to commission questions. Commissioner Feagin.
Thank you. First of all, I commend staff for working on this. I think staff probably, even before you came, Brittany, worked on trying to figure out how they were going to deal with this after the 10-year time period. It is my understanding Northwestern does own the pipeline or the infrastructure, correct, Mr. Decker?
Yes, it has been paid for, but Northwestern does retain ownership.
Great, thank you.
Yep, go ahead.
This is just a trivial question. Do you know why this was filed so... It was kind of filed late, considering that you've known this was coming for 10 years. Is there any... Is something that happened on our end, or...?
No, nothing on your end. You know, you always think these things are going to go faster than they are, getting the agreement signed and all that, and it always seems to take a fair amount of time by the time it goes through both companies, legal, both companies, number of people, which includes myself, and just the time it has taken to settle on this method in order to calculate the rate. It took a long time to begin with, as you referenced earlier, back to the I think we started back in the days of Dave Jacobson discussing this and what we would do when this day came.
I can certainly understand that. You know, legal always takes a little extra time. Thank you.
Any questions, Commissioner Hansen?
Chairman Nelson, I recused myself from this particular docket when it first came up, and I'm recusing myself from it again.
Okay.
I'll give an explanation, but after it's over, so that I don't influence anything.
Okay, I guess the only confusion that I've got is the docket literally just came up within the last 2 weeks, and so I was unaware that you'd originally recused yourself. So, but we'll just wait on
originally,
that.
Originally being 10 years ago when I think it was 10 years ago when it first came up for a... not this particular docket, but a natural gas line to Prairie Ethanol.
Okay, thank you. With that, any additional commissioner questions or motions? I will move in NG 16-015 that the commission approve the contract with Deviations with Prairie Ethanol LLC effective January 3rd. 2017, and that the commission approve the associated tariff sheets on less than a 30 days notice effective January 3rd, 2017. Discussion on the motion. Obviously, this is a little bit of a new area for both us and the company. As Commissioner Fegan alluded to, this has been contemplated, worked on to try to find the right methodology for recovery of the ongoing costs and a reasonable compensation to the company for the work involved in that. And it appears that you've settled on something that works for both staff and the company. And very notably, the fact that, you know, Prairie Ethanol is not an intervener. We're assuming then that they are comfortable with this particular methodology, so it sounds like it's something that's going to work for everybody. And probably notably, you know, the fact that this is a unique situation with a unique pipeline, and the fact that our staff has been willing to work with the company to come up with an answer that works for everybody, I think is commendable, and appreciate that all the way around. Additional discussion, Commissioner Fegan.
I certainly agree and with what Mr. Or Commissioner Nelson has said. And also, I appreciate the fairness for other consumers. And I forgot to state that before. I certainly appreciate staff looking at other consumers and the fairness for them.
Additional discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for your approvals, and also would like to thank staff, both current and past, for all the work on this one.
Very good. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your being on the line. Commissioner Hansen, do you want to add anything more at this point?
The reason I recused myself is that I was an original shareholder in Prairie Ethanol, and I recently divested shares in another Poet ethanol plant, and so I felt it was best that I not participate in the docket.
Absolutely. Thank you, and appreciate your putting that on the record for all of us. That brings us to the last item on the agenda, which is election of a new chairperson and vice chairperson of the commission. And with that, I will move that the commission elect Christy Feagan as the chairperson of the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission. Discussion on the motion. It has been an absolute incredible privilege for me to serve as chairman for the last 2 years, serving with two absolutely wonderful colleagues. And over the last year, I've had the chance to travel the state. And every chance I get, I talk about how highly I think of Commissioners Feagan and Hansen. I couldn't ask for better colleagues. Likewise, I couldn't ask for better staff people to work with at the Public Utilities Commission. You all are hard workers. You're dedicated for the people of South Dakota. And it's just a true joy to be able to lead a crew like that. But time moves on, and we have a established tradition at this commission that we rotate the leadership, and the time has come to do that. And it is no higher privilege for me to be able to nominate my friend and my colleague, Christy Feagan, to be our next chairperson for the next 2 years. Christy and I have known each other going back to college days. We've appreciated the work that we've done in our respective areas. And as life would have it, we've come together to work together on this commission. And I look forward to her leadership for not only this commission, for you all as staff, but for the people of South Dakota over the next 2 years. And with that, would ask support of all the commissioners for this motion. Additional discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Hansen.
I would like very much to echo everything that you said. You said it very eloquently and articulated a lot of excellent points about Commissioner Feagan, and I wholeheartedly will support the motion. You did make mention of the rotation of chair in South Dakota, something that we started to do some years ago. And we did it, of course, to take as much politics out of the PUC as we possibly can. And I do not know of any other state in the United States that does this, that actually rotates the chair so that all parties, regardless of their political affiliation, can serve as chair. And I think that's a very important point. In fact, in some states, the chairs are appointed by the governor and they remain as the chair until the end of their term. And so I think it's a very unique point that you make, and it's a very important point that we have in a very special point that we have in South Dakota. Commissioner Feagan, of course, we've all witnessed her enthusiasm for embracing opportunities to serve the South Dakota citizens. She served her constituents in the state very well while she was in the legislature and for many years as a CEO for a statewide business, I will refer to it as, and she's certainly served very, very well as vice chair of the PUC. So regardless of whether this may be a rotating seat or anything of that nature, Commissioner Feagan has certainly acquitted herself to a point that she's shown herself as being, I hope she's turning a little bit red while we're saying these things about her, but she's done an absolutely fantastic job as vice chair and as commissioner for the citizens, serving the citizens of South Dakota. So I'm very pleased to see her step into the role, and congratulations to her.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagan.
Feagan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Congratulations. We also then have an opening for vice chairman of the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, first of all, I would like personal privilege. Thank you. It is certainly a blessing to be able to work beside Commissioner Hansen and Commissioner Nelson and actually the dedicated staff. It is certainly fun to watch how dedicated everyone is to work for our consumers 365 days a year. I am grateful for the opportunity to be the chairman and or the chairperson, I guess. And I'm committed to looking out for consumers in South Dakota every day with the highest degree of integrity and respect and fairness. And the commission works very, very hard in ensuring that our South Dakota consumers have safe and reliable and appropriate and fair utility rates. So I appreciate that. With that, I am willing to make a motion. I move that the nomination of Commissioner Hansen for vice chairman, and it is certainly a privilege and an honor to nominate Commissioner Hansen. He has served South Dakota citizens very well. Whether it was in the state Senate or as the mayor of our largest city, or if it was being a PUC commissioner for 14-plus years, I think, Commissioner Hansen, it has been fun to watch him use his wisdom and intelligence and experience to ensure that South Dakota ratepayers are well taken care of at the fairest manner. It's also fun to watch how well and how much he's respected nationwide. He gets invited often to speak at events about utilities, and he is well-respected nationwide. He's well-respected in South Dakota and certainly deserves our vote today for vice chairperson.
Thank you. Additional discussion. I would certainly echo all of those comments, and particularly the vast experience that Commissioner Hansen has had in the past in the legislature, on city council in Sioux Falls and as mayor of Sioux Falls. And repeatedly, the fact that he served in those positions and what he offered in those positions and the experience that that then now carries through to what we're doing on the commission continues to come up. And that always amazes me, and I appreciate the fact that we've got that vast level of experience on our commission, and certainly appropriate for Commissioner Hansen to be our next vice chairman. Additional discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of Commissioner Hansen for vice chairman of South Dakota PUC will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin?
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Congratulations, Vice Chairman Hansen. Anything that you would like to offer at this point?
Well, I'm thrilled it was not a 2-1 vote. I sincerely appreciate those incredibly kind words, and I would certainly take the responsibilities as commissioner seriously, as you all well know. And I am absolutely thrilled to have the relationship that we do in the South Dakota PUC. There's a lot of drama. Folks in South Dakota probably don't realize the amount of drama that takes place in some of the other states between commissioners. And we have a very, synchronized, but the three commissioners certainly are not in any way synchronized. We have our own opinions. We share those. We have great discussions, and we reach agreements that are best for our constituents. And I'm very, very proud to work with folks that are similarly conservatively looking out for the citizens of South Dakota. It's great to work with both of you and with our staff. I'm just extremely proud of the folks that I have an opportunity to work with as a public utilities commissioner. And thank you for trusting me with the vice chairmanship.
Absolutely. Thank you. I think the only couple of closing announcements, our next meeting will be January 17th at 1:30. Note, different time, 1:30 p.m. on January 17th. And that same day at 4 o'clock in room 414, we will do our annual briefing for legislators. That is open to the public, but we will discuss some of the, for 1 hour, we will discuss some of the current issues at the Public Utilities Commission. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, is there a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin?
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.